Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
One of our listeners, Jules, emailed us for a second date update. And she's worried that after it was all said and done, she may have come across looking a little high maintenance.
That's all right.
We'll find out the details about that in just a minute. But first, Jules, welcome to the show.
Hi. I love you guys. So very happy and yet not happy to be here.
Okay.
Well, let's do a little quick high maintenance test just to start things off. Okay. Tell me, have you ever posted a status update or a meme that says, if you can't handle me at my worst, then you don't deserve me at my best?
I have not posted one of those.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Have you ever sent a coffee back because your name was misspelled on the cup?
I've never sent it back because of that, but I've definitely made a point to say something.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're on the line there, but let's find out if you were high maintenance on the date. First, what's the name of the guy?
Eric.
Okay. Eric. And how did you meet Eric?
This was a blind date. We met through friends. I literally showed up. I had no idea what he looked like.
Oh my God. That's
scary.
You didn't stalk him at all. You didn't look up any of his socials before you guys met.
Well, I couldn't because my friends, I love my girlfriends, but like they did not do me a solid here. They met him out when I wasn't with them and they all have boyfriends. So they thought that like we would hit it off. So they just gave him my number, but didn't ask for his full name or his Insta or anything.
Oh my God.
That's kind of like, if you want to keep to a true blind date,
I would never.
This is it.
You wouldn't do it?
Nope.
So how did things go when you actually met up with Eric?
It's hard to say. So first, he invited me to go to this bar that I'd never been to. I've never even heard of. When I got there, it was like an underground bar. Like I had to go down steps and there were no windows and stuff. And
those are kind of cool, though.
Yeah, cool, unless you have to get away fast from a blind date that's with a stranger.
Right, like he could have been a murderer.
So what was he like?
Well, it took me a while to find him because there were a lot of people there. So I texted him. I said, hey, where are you? I'm here, when I got there. And he said, come find me. I'm the most attractive guy here.
Oh, come on.
Jeez,
no, that's just trying to be flirty. I mean,
it is.
You're setting yourself up for failure if she goes to someone else.
Yes, exactly. Totally. Did you find him off of that? Did you find him right away?
No.
I'm backfired.
So I went up to like the best looking guy that I thought was there. And I asked him like, hey, are you Eric? And he said, I can be tonight.
Oh. Hello.
That guy's got game.
Yeah.
Okay.
He played it way better.
We should call
than
him.
Eric.
Did you ever find Eric?
Yeah. So I was about to leave. And then I was like, you know what? I'll call him. Like, this is ridiculous. So I called him.
Okay.
And I hear a phone ring and I turn and there he is. And I found him. And sure, maybe he was trying to be flirty, like you guys said, but like he was not the most attractive guy there. Like he was like top four or five. Okay.
Oh, good. He deserves that.
Not even top three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you tell him that?
No. Oh my God. No.
Okay. So were you able to actually get a good conversation going once you found him?
Yeah, I mean, we had a really good time.
Okay.
But in all honesty, at a certain point, like I couldn't see him really. It was really dark. I just like got the courage to ask to go somewhere else. So we leave.
Okay.
He takes me to this outdoor beer garden that's pretty close. It's walking distance.
Fun.
Okay.
Super fun, but I dressed up for a bar, so I was freezing.
Oh, yeah.
And I stuck it out for a little bit because I really didn't want to seem high maintenance, but like, after like 15 minutes, I was like, I have to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I asked to go somewhere warmer.
Oh my God.
Now I see why you're saying.
But that's not high maintenance.
It's
I mean,
can see why
you shouldn't have
seems
gone there in the first place.
Well,
right.
I mean, as a guy, if a girl is like, this bar's too dark, this bar's too cold, this bar makes me feel funny when I walk through the doors. Like, I want to, it is a lot.
Yeah.
Well, then get more money and take me to a private bar.
Exactly.
This bar's too poor.
Yeah.
I think that he should have an understanding of that. Like, you're freezing your butt off. You can't have a good time. What did he say?
So he invited me back to his place.
Oh, and yeah. That's a good opportunity for him.
I didn't want to do that. It was a first date, you know, like.
Another option that's not good enough for her.
Oh, come on. It's a first date.
Can we go to like a 5-star hotel? Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
I would have been okay with that, though.
Until you got there.
Okay. You are cool, Jules.
You may be high maintenance in other ways, but bar location change doesn't sound high maintenance to me.
So did you guys ever end up at another place?
So then we walk to a nightclub, but it's too loud.
Oh, no.
And then we go into like a bistro and it's too expensive. You know, I don't want him to like do that on the first date. So finally we just go to a normal bar, but I'm wearing like the same exact outfit as the waitresses.
Okay.
Oh.
Did you leave or did you ask the waitress to go change outfits?
No, I did not. We stayed and...
Good.
Did you joke about it? Did you laugh?
Yeah, I mean, I brought it up. I was like, oh my God, do you think I should get a job here if it doesn't work out at my office?
That's funny.
Yeah, that's
I like that.
It's humorous.
I mean, it sounds like you're starting to recover after, you know, a bar crawl without any of the fun.
Yeah.
Just all crawl.
Yeah. So how did the night end?
We hugged, no kiss. And honestly, I liked him. And I do kind of agree that I feel like he might think I'm high maintenance. But it was really all just circumstantial. And that's what I want to make clear.
Do your friends call you high maintenance?
They don't. I'm really not a high maintenance person. Like, I maybe sound high maintenance, but like...
Mm-hmm. You see, like, now Brooke's suddenly flopping. She's like, actually, now the more I hear you talk, you do sound a little bit HM.
Kind of like, if it looks like chicken, it tastes like chicken, it's probably chicken. I don't know. It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad to be high maintenance if you just own it.
At least she's aware.
Jules, we're going to play a song, all right? I don't know. Is this song okay to play for you, or would you like a different song? Either way, we're going to come back and we'll call Eric for you. We'll try and get to your second date update. All right, Jules?
Oh, thank you. You guys are like making me so nervous, though.
No,
I don't
want to
make you nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Okay.
Hold on, okay? We'll be right back. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're on the phone with Jules, who's worried she may have come across looking a little high maintenance because she asked to move locations about 6 times throughout the night. And no matter where they went, she always found something wrong about each place.
It's like the Goldilocks of bars.
Yeah.
You know?
Whether it was the temperature or the lighting or the outfit of the wait staff, no place was good enough for Jules. It's interesting, though, as picky as she was about the bar, she was surprisingly low maintenance about the actual guy.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because she told us he was only the 4th best looking man at the bar. And I would imagine a truly high maintenance woman would only be willing to date number 1 or number 2.
That's true.
So, Jules, you're actually looking pretty chill right now.
You're looking like
and
a charity.
And she
worker.
Called us.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think that brings her back up to high maintenance.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's not looking too bad for you, Jules.
I mean, you guys make me sound so terrible, so I feel like it is looking bad.
Was any of what I said not an accurate recap?
I mean, with a spin. It's accurate with a spin.
Oh, okay, well, even my recap wasn't good enough.
I know.
Okay, no, you're low maintenance.
I mean,
well, she wasn't, like, out looking for things to happen, but things were happening to her. I'll give her that. Like, oh, it's cold.
I don't know.
Expect it to be so cold.
I think you would have to, like, by the third place, you just have to kind of suck it up and realize that that's where you're at. But that's okay. I mean, that's in the past, Jules. The only concern I have is, I mean, have you tried to reach out to him, or are you just jumping straight to us for help?
I texted him after I didn't get that, like, next day follow-up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And still nothing. So now I'm kind of like, something is weird.
Okay. So you just want us to relay to him that you're not high maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let him know, like, I'm a cool person, you know? I'm not terrible.
All right. But let's give this a shot. We're going to call Eric for you, and we're going to try and get you your second date update. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Here we go. I'm down the number right now.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Eric.
Who is this?
Well, is this Eric? I asked you first.
Jeffrey.
I was gonna hang up, dude.
Okay. Yes, this is Eric.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you for answering.
So now you got to tell him who you are.
No, yeah. Oh, so, all right. No, don't hang up, please. My name's Jeffrey. from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We're doing a segment on our show called A Second Date Update, and we'd like you to be a part of it. Are you familiar with the Second Date Updates?
Not really. Did I, like, win something or...
A lot of people think
that. Yeah, I know. A lot of people ask us that. I never really know how to answer.
I know. Apparently, stations are, like, famous for only one thing, and that's giving away free stuff.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we give away free stuff sometimes.
It's true.
So.
It's possible you may have won something, but first let me just tell you how this works, okay? So you recently went out on a date with a woman, and afterwards, you're not really getting back in touch with her. So she's emailed us to get a hold of you to try and figure out the reason why.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And her name is Jules. You remember Jules?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, she told us about the night that you guys spent together. And, I mean, it sounded pretty fun for the most part. She's just wondering how you thought of it. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a pretty good time. You know, she was nice to be around. I mean, I don't know if she told you, but we ended up, like, going to 5 or 6 different bars in one night. And I thought the first place was fine. It's actually my favorite bar that's in town. And then we got to a bar where, like, she was dressed like the people that were working there.
she told us about that. She had the same outfit on as the waitress.
Yeah, and we were able to laugh about that. We had fun.
Oh, so you were totally fine.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, if you think that she was cool and you had a good time with her, then why aren't you actively pursuing her?
Because I don't.
She's mentioned that she's reached out to you a couple times since your date and hasn't gotten a response back.
Well, I mean, she was really pretty, but it was just kind of weird for me. Do you guys know Catherine Hagel?
Yes.
Catherine Hagel?
Yeah, the blonde that was in Grey's Anatomy forever, and then she's done a ton of different rom-coms.
Yeah.
And then she got canceled for a while, but now she's trying to make a comeback or something.
Okay.
Yeah, what about her?
So the whole time we're sitting in this bar, something in the back of my head was going, you look like somebody. Who is it? And then once we left, I realized she looks just like Catherine Hagel.
Really?
Why is this important?
So I'm a real movie buff. I love to watch movies. And so, like, when I realized that that's who she looked like, I just could not stop thinking of all the bad movies Catherine Hagel has been in. I couldn't get past it.
Well, it's funny because Catherine Hagel is, like, known for being high maintenance, I think, too. Like,
that was kind of like the big story.
She was, like,
about
blacklisted
her.
In Hollywood for a while.
Totally. I looked her up, though, and I see her whole movie list here, and I only recognize, like, 2 of them.
And I bet both of them are horrible.
But you're not on a date with Catherine Hagel. You're on a date with Jules.
Yeah. Like, didn't you have fun with Jules?
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, I had fun, but I couldn't get that out of my head. And then, plus, when we did have to hop from bar to bar to bar to bar, like, it just made her seem a little bit more Hagel-y.
Hagel-y. Oh. Is that a verb? That's an adjective. Hagel-y.
You don't want to be Hagel-y.
Yeah, meaning like one that behaves in a Hagel-esque manner.
Yes.
Okay.
Behaves in a Hagel-esque manner.
Okay. Excuse me, but I've heard enough. I need to jump in here. That is the most ridiculous excuse for ghosting I have ever heard.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to kind of back her on that
one. Wait, Jules, you jumped in before you're supposed to. A very Hagel move of you.
Oh, come on, Jeffrey. Okay. Don't
pile. To be honest, I don't even honestly, like, I don't even want to see you again.
Okay, well, hold on.
Here she goes again.
Let's stop this.
Calm down.
First thing is I need to let Eric know that is Jules on the other line. She's been listening this entire time, and she wants to talk to you. Yeah, she was supposed to wait until we call her in. That's how the rules of this normally work, Jules.
I mean, look, the rules are moot at
this
point.
Okay, I'm just saying, you don't want to get blacklisted from our second date update.
Okay, stop it, Jeffrey. Hey, I think that first you should take it as a compliment. Just because he doesn't like Catherine Hagel's movies, or Hagel's movies, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she's
really is.
I don't want to make you seem like I thought you were ugly, because you're not. You're really pretty.
On the outside.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? It's fine. I thank you for saying I'm really pretty. I think you're really pathetic and I'm just over this.
Oh, no.
Jules, don't be upset. Honestly, it's one of the better reasons why someone has not called someone else back on this show. I mean, it doesn't really have anything to do with you.
Yeah, it's not
it's
like
just
personal.
Her acting and she's annoying.
And it's his opinion about her movies. Like, you were totally out of it. Well, I mean, except for the high maintenance part, but.
I mean, you probably agree with us, Jules, right? We all hate 27 Dresses.
No, I love that movie.
No, you do not. No. Nobody loved that movie.
But I'm really glad, though. Honestly, like, I'm glad I have this clarity because, like, no offense, Eric, but, like, this was not worth a call. Like, this is, you just seem so weird to me. Like, I'm over it.
Oh,
but
Jules.
I wish you well. Like, good luck. Okay. I hope you can meet someone that looks like Emma Stone or something. I don't know.
She does make some pretty fun movies.
Yeah, she's good.
I really like Emma Stone. I mean, La La Land, Superbad.
Okay, just... shut up about Emma Stone.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, you brought her up.
Yeah, I didn't think you guys would go like gaga over her.
Okay. I don't know. It's just her body.
That's another one, too.
Oh, that's
all
a really good
all
one.
Of you. She's amazing. Stop.
Man,
no,
the amazing Spider-Man.
I think it just sounds like, you know, maybe your guys' chemistry isn't quite right.
I guess it really is the chemistry thing, but
no,
I really...
No, it's not the chemistry thing. It's for sure that you're really weird.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I was trying to be nice, but if you want to go out like a D-lister,
Catherine Heigl's a D-lister. I mean, she has a brand new show on Netflix. She's clearly doing very well. You might be intimidated by strong women.
Yeah, no one's seen that show.
No, it's supposed to be really good. I heard.
Yeah, but have you ever watched it?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, one of the 100,000 shows on Netflix.
She's trying.
Well, normally this is the part where I would ask if you guys would like to go out on a date again.
Ask. Maybe something happened in the last
5 seconds. No.
Well,
no.
Maybe you can go watch a Catherine Heigl movie together.
Oh, we can bond over this.
Thought we were going to have a plot twist at the end. Apparently it didn't work out.
Yeah, Eric, sorry.
Hey, well, what can you expect from, you know, the fourth most attractive guy in the room?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.